Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of Musqueam territory of the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this program on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. is called The Burrow. Going to start things off with a bit of a twist. There's a new Vancouver band, rock band, called Puzzlehead, who just released their first tape this weekend called Fred's Man Cave, and I enjoy it quite a bit. The comparison that I've been given of this recording from one of the members of the band was that it sounds a bit like Dragnet by The Fall. So as I listened to this, I thought about that. I was like, that's correct. It's a good association to have. So this first set to kick off the show this week, it's going to be a total of three Puzzlehead tracks. I've kind of weaved in with a couple of Fall songs from Dragnet. So stay tuned. This opening it up will be the opening track from the tape called Good Morning, Puzzlehead. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Thank you. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
And we have returned from a long opening set here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. This is a program called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. That set was a blend of a new Vancouver rock and roll group called Puzzlehead and a few tracks from The Fall's second record, which came out the same year as their first record in 1979, called Dragnet. Got a phone in. I wish it was a caller, but I kind of spurred this to happen. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Katty Yoon.
Great. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. We both sound kind of stuffy.
Yeah, I just quit smoking like a month ago, and I'm in that gross phase.
Great.
Well, I'm also on the phone at work.
Okay.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
We won't. No need to mention those things. that's great. Yes, for those of you, all of you listeners out there who don't know, the new band Puzzlehead is Katty Yoon's new band. Had a release show last weekend. How did you feel about that show?
It was like a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10? Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst. We're not a really good live band. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're still working on that. We pretty low confidence live band, but that's okay. We're really high confidence in being a band of friends and songwriting.
That's good.
And that's jamming and great. Recording. We're into that. Mm-hmm. The live thing, not really that big of a fan of playing guitar live, so.
You're not a fan?
No, okay. No. It seems awful.
Is it stressful?
It's pretty precise. Like, especially my weird guitar, the things that I write are not really that easy to play standing up nervously.
Right, okay. Yeah. Like if your fingers are shaking.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a bit hard, but yeah, 6 out of 10 is not bad.
Okay.
It's like a C+.
Mm-hmm. So you probably have a good answer to this, knowing your profession. What do you think of the term, and I actually dislike this descriptive term for music because it's being thrown around all over the place, and I don't necessarily think it fits the tape, but some might say, use the term angular to describe it.
Oh, Andy. Angular Andy.
What are the terms you would use other than these great tags that you have online?
I wouldn't say that this is angular because angular to me is more of that kind of mathy post-punk, mm-hmm. Yeah. Post-woman. Not like woman the gender, but woman the band.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Kind of West Coast thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you trying to ask me what I would describe? It's like jam, I don't know. We like swell maps.
What's an image?
An image?
Yeah.
A drowning... a drowning orchestra.
A drowning orchestra.
A very shallow pool.
So, like a human orchestra is in the process of drowning. Okay.
So yeah, I like the quality of the recording because it's it's super sounds really distant, and I think that's why we have a little bit of trouble with the live show. Okay, we're not that bad. We're actually okay. yeah, I like the kind of like distance and mysteriousness and the ambiguity of the recording, and still trying to translate that into a live set.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I think is very nice about it, is the recording. I feel like when, if somebody were to just go onto the site and just like turn on one song and preview it, they'd be like, ugh. But like when you listen to the whole thing, it works really well because it kind of goes through all seven songs.
Yeah. It sounds like, I guess if you're just putting one song on, you're like, well, these people don't know how to record or master, which is true, but it also took me like many hours of like doing many different versions to get the perfect murkiness.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do think that it's taken out of context. It's not that palatable, which is fine. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm actually like kind of looking for that.
Yeah. Great. Cool. Well, I'm not going to take you from your great work for too long. I'm glad you...
CJSF 90.1.
What are the best...
Podcasting for Burnaby Mountain.
what are the best tunes you've heard today? The best new bands. What's the hot new thing?
Are you doing this to me?
Bear Mountain?
Bear Mountain. I have been listening to a lot of Bear Mountain.
Okay.
The Tim Presley album. Did you get that one yet?
Oh, yes. Yeah, with the weird
really
drawing on the cover. Yeah. He is an ex-member of The Fall. He played with them in like...
Tim Presley did?
Mid-2000s. When he was like 12? Yeah, like really briefly. And I'm not sure if he like made it onto a record, but it's like mid-2000s. And then he left the group. Yeah, okay, that's a good one.
Okay. Yeah, and then basically anything from the Zolas.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Great. Cool. awesome. Well, thanks for chatting. I'm going to, it just struck my mind when you're talking, I'm going to get a Swell Map song on. I know you're a fan of a different album, but I love Jane from Occupied Europe, and we're going to hear Collision with a Frogman from Jane from Occupied Europe. Thanks for calling, Kat.
Yeah, you called me. So.
Puzzle. No, come on. It's a popular show. Okay.
Okay, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Oh, bye. Good day. Okay. And that was Kat Yoon from Puzzlehead. We're going to listen to, as I just mentioned, Collision with a Frogman off of Swell Map's record, Jane from Occupied Europe, here on The Burrow. CITR 101.9 FM.
MRG Conscious presents Flock of Dimes this Friday, October 21st at the Cobalt. Show begins at 7 p.m. Touring in support of the new album, If You See Me, Say Yes, on Prestige Records, Jen Wassner of Y Oak explores the atmospheric side of pop with Flock of Dimes. Find tickets online at mrgconcerts.com. This October 21st, Flock of Dimes at the Cobalt.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Kerner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
I feel like the opening track to Slint's first album, Tweeze, where it starts with this guitar sound and then just random noises in the studio, and the front man is just kind of yelling or moaning to the producer, Steve Albini, "Steve, these headphones are effed up," and whatnot as the song starts. Got all these staticky sounds in my head. So the instrumental set, that last one, you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Swell Maps opened that up. Collision with a Frogman from Jane from Occupied Europe. True pearl of musical beneficence for all of us. That entire record. If you missed it, Collision with a Frogman's got that bell that kind of goes through it, like a ding that continues throughout the song, and it is just a truly beautiful moment and beautiful touch. After that, there's a bit of a interlude before the last song we heard, which is by an artist that goes by Helen Money, which is mainly the project of Allison Chesley from New York. It's a new record on Thrill Jockey Records called Become Zero. Played the song Machine, and that was the last one we heard. It's all like cello manipulations and then some piano, as you heard in that song. The interlude between Swell Maps and Helen Money was from a mixtape that was put out by Casey Way, friend of the program. Her imprint, sorts, Agony Club, she put out a mixtape of artists who are involved with that project, which is a bunch of different noise artists and experimental groups that play her monthly series, Art Rock. So that was an excerpt from someone who goes by Mongst, M-O-N-G-S-T, called For Your Health. Got about 10 minutes left. Next one is going to be a band called Co-op from Vancouver. They will be here at CITR this Thursday evening playing a live set. I was jokingly talking about the term angular and its overuse in music criticism and in writing, and I stand by that. But this is a band that it might be, that term may be applied to. Keep that in mind as you listen. The song is called What Is Said. The band is called Co-op, as in C-O-O-P. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. Land of Treason by The Germs from their 1979 record GI, inspired to get The Germs involved this week following a song by Knots, a group from Memphis, who has a new record out called Cosmetic. And we heard the song Rat King, another burner. And opening that set was Vancouver, a trio called Co-op. And they have a self-titled release, and that was the opening track called What Is Said. They'll be here at CITR this Thursday evening, so tune in to hear a live set from them, and we'll get all of that audio posted. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 every Monday from 3 to 4. Thanks to Katty Yoon for taking the time out of her day to chat for 5 or 6 minutes about the new band Puzzlehead. We heard at the beginning of the show, if you missed any of it, it will be up on podcasts shortly on CITR.ca. Up next, as usual, is Jade with A Little Bit of Soul to close things out. Just going to play a song by a band from Atlanta called Warehouse. New album called Super Low, and it's pretty good. You hear the song Oscillator. It sounds a lot like Dilly Dally meets Pylon, but it's an enjoyable record. Thank you all for listening again. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9.